The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
There are unspoken etiquette rules everywhere you go, and with a good upbringing, you should know how to manage them and be a good citizen who practices common courtesy.
But no one does.
Sadly, I feel like as the world keeps going, we're seeing less and less common courtesy. But if you're not too sure on some things when it comes to etiquette on a plane, you're in luck because I found an article that lays out for you on what most people consider as okay and what's not okay.
Oh, I've seen some stuff on planes that you're like, seriously?
I used to follow an Instagram account, and that it was from flight attendants who would see things that you thought, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
But I mean, it included people putting dirty diapers in the place where you keep the
mats
safety
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety
put
stuff.
It in that couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Changing babies on those little tables that you pull out.
I've seen toenail cutting happen on a plane. You're like, what? How? And where were you raised?
Right.
Where do you think those toenails are going?
Right. So a couple of the things that I pulled off this list were, the first one is striking up a conversation with a complete stranger. I pulled this one because I know, Wally, you probably have found yourself here. Either you're the one that's being communicated to,
yeah,
or you're the one who is communicating.
I have a face that is like, tell me your life story. Apparently, when I get on a plane, nowhere else, a plane, it's like, hey, where are you going? Like, oh, I'm just going over here. Oh, let me just share a little something with you. I gotta tell you, it started when I was three, and like, oh, how long is this flight? People tell me everything.
Well, according to these people in this article, a little more than half say it is okay to strike up a conversation with the person next to you, but
yeah,
this is just a little PSA towards the end. If they have their headphones in,
yes,
don't even try.
Exactly.
They're not interested, so don't try to communicate with them, so they have to pull their headphones out.
I've had headphones in before and had a lady tap me on the shoulder. Excuse me. I'm like, oh, I figured she needs something. Hey, where are you going? Like, I'm like, are you kidding? This is the universal sign for I'm in my cocoon here. Don't talk to me.
Another one was, is it okay to take your socks and shoes off?
I don't
even think this should be on the list. It's common courtesy to just, no, you keep your shoes and your socks on.
Shoes can come off on a flight.
No.
No. Listen to me.
No, some people have smelly shoes.
No.
You would not want me to do that.
I would not. If you know you have a shoe problem, then you are honor bound to not take them off.
Honor.
Like, I know my feet don't stink, so I can do this. But other people, yeah, if you know, don't do it. Flights over 6 hours, if you're doing like a transatlantic or something like that, absolutely. But not the socks.
I would say always keep them on. If you're one of those that likes to have shoes off, then wear flip-flops.
I'm a shoe offer on long flights. I've even gone to the restroom without putting my shoes back on, which horrified my wife.
The final one is it okay to bring your own food on a flight? I've seen this. My roommate, I traveled
you
with her
to
her home state. Yeah, she brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I think that's totally fine. But there's a caveat to it. Consider not bringing smelly food.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got like fish or anything that's just got a pungent smell, don't bring
that. Super oniony, anything curry.
Just consider those on the flight with you. If you're going to bring your own food, bring more of a bland smelling food.
I flew with your roommate once and she brought a knapsack. She had, it looked like I was traveling with a 67-year-old lady because she had all of these things in Tupperware, was pulling things out. It was like,
fruit,
all right,
veggies.
Let's go, Mabel. Let's do this. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Kids get obsessed with stuff, and it's so funny because my daughter would do this as a child, and my wife to this day points out, she's like, you realize she's your kid. Like, you get down this rabbit hole on things, and I'll sit for hours and out days at my computer researching something, and I won't let it go. You know, like we call it the rabbit hole.
And or tunnel vision.
Yeah, I get that. And so then I see it with my daughter, and it's happened at an early age. I remember this one time she wanted an Odie stuffed animal. She loved stuffed animals. And she wanted Odie from Garfield. And so I'm like, she wanted me to buy it for her. And I wanted to teach her responsibility because she had enough. It's like, okay, if it's something you want, you've got to work towards this, you know. And so, you know, we'll see how much you really want it. Oh, my gosh. She talked about Odie. It would have been better just to buy it for her and stop it. But she talked about Odie for months. And we even created Odie Bucks, which were ways she could earn Odie Bucks towards the purchase of the Odie. And it got really out of control because she's like would not let it go. She still remembers it to this day. She finally got it, though. She worked enough hours and did things around the house to earn enough Odie Bucks to get the Odie. I don't know if she can tell you where that thing is now.
Aww.
But that memory is burned in my head forever.
Yeah, but it feels like kids always have that one item that they won't let go of. No matter their age, they kind of still keep it with them, whether it is a stuffed animal or maybe even a blankie. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I'm curious, like, for you, what is that thing that your kid is obsessed with? And if it's weird, that's great. Sometimes it's like a spoon. they do that. Like, you're like, what in the world? Why does this spoon matter to you? Because it's the best spoon ever, you know? And like, okay, I'm not going to take your spoon.
Yeah, I had one of my best friends, her little boy is obsessed with rocks, but he has this one rock that he has to put it in his backpack. It's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's a rock.
But
who
it
cares?
Makes sense to him. Yeah. It makes total sense to him. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a parent, you know all about this. So what's that weird object that your kid just seems to be obsessed with? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. So Norma, has your kid ever been like super obsessed with something?
Yes, it was scarves.
Scarves? As in like the thing you wear around your neck?
Yes, she would tie a knot, and obviously, you know, the other part was the hair, and then the knot was the head, and the rest was the body. And she would play hours and hours with scarves.
That is great news. She used them like her little baby dolls. Think of how much you saved on American Girl dolls. You saved
definitely.
A ton.
How old is your daughter now, and does she still do this?
She's 17, and she remembers that, and she still has that one scarf that her auntie made before she passed, so it's great.
Oh, that's cool. My daughter still has something from her childhood. Her stuffed animals were her thing. She has a Mickey that she had from the time she was born, and she has loved that thing to this day. It goes everywhere with her when she moves and travels or whatever, to the point where they literally had a fire alarm going off in their house while we were on the phone FaceTiming her. I'm like, grab your computer and get your stuff. And she goes outside, no computer, no anything outside, and she goes, look what I have. And she's holding her stuff, Mickey.
Okay. You make sense to them.
Oh, absolutely. And she's 23.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's right. That's what I said. So what's that thing that your kid was obsessed with?
My makeup brushes. He was a baby. He had found one of my makeup brushes, and he literally clung to it and started using it on his face at night whenever he would go to sleep.
Where do you think this stemmed from, or why do you think he did this?
I worked a lot second shift, so I wasn't there whenever he would go to bed. So I think that that's what he related it to.
Oh, that makes sense. So if you ever went to church with your son and he had to bring along his little makeup brush, what would you say to the people around you?
That's his paintbrush. That's what he called it. He called it his paintbrush.
That's funny that he called your makeup brush a paintbrush. How much makeup do you wear?
I don't even think I wore a lot then at all.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being on with the show with us today, Tracy. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, Nicole, you're up. What's that thing that your kid was obsessed with?
Well, it actually wasn't my kid. It was me as a kid.
Oh, okay. What was it?
And I had this blanket that I thought came over on the Mayflower, like with the pilgrims and stuff. I know. It actually was a moving blanket for the Mayflower Moving Company. Somehow in my head, I heard Mayflower. It was a blanket. It was just this old, you know, it looked terrible. And so I was like, it has to be old and antique and ancient. And I carried this blanket around everywhere. I would not stay all night anywhere without it. I carried that thing long into like high school.
The irony is she threw it away right before you went to college, and that's when you really needed it for moving.
Right?
Did she ever correct you on the whole Mayflower situation, or did you go into school saying, guys, I got a blanket from the Mayflower?
I think she tried in the beginning, and then finally she just let it go. But yes, when I would go to sleepovers and stuff, I would tell all my friends, like, this came over on the Mayflower. And
so great.
They would just look at me like I was weird. I was all in. I believe it.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! If you have ever looked at a person in a party and thought, why is everyone standing around that person? They must be the most interesting person in this room. My job is to make you that person. And the way you do that is by having nuggets at your disposal that you can sprinkle into any conversation to be interesting. Okay?
Any conversation that you weren't a part of,
yes.
You will find your way to wiggle in there.
Absolutely.
And make yourself a part.
You can be walking by and just hear the word like suffix and be like, wait, what is that? And then you come back and you just pull something that I've told you and you're in. Okay, so here's how it works. Betty Rock, give me a scenario.
Okay, so I know that the economy is a big hot topic of conversation,
yes,
in most parties, so I'm pretty sure that's coming up at some point. So tell me something about, like, jobs and how,
okay,
there's so many job opportunities out there.
Yeah, like the Chick-fil-A by my house, or not Chick-fil-A, they have enough people. The KFC needs to hire people, something fierce. They,
yeah,
have one person working.
Right.
I've gone there 3 times to try to get food and have left empty-handed all 3 times. Now I'm just trying to see what the next excuse is. It's fascinating. So yeah, employment is definitely a big deal. Did you know, Lady Rock, thank you for asking too, by the way, did you know that who the 3 largest employers in the world are?
Ooh.
In the world.
Amazon.
Oh, that's a great guess. Gavin?
Disney?
Another great guess, yes. But you're both wrong. The 3 largest employers in the world are the U.S. Department of Defense, the Chinese military, because they have a bunch, and Walmart.
I get Walmart.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
do.
But the 3, the top 3, that's crazy.
I have a cousin that works at Walmart.
Dude, that checks out. Gavin, go ahead and give me one.
Okay, I've got, can you give me something, a fact about something near and dear to your heart? Because I'm craving it right now. Candy.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me this. You know, there's all kind of different candy, you know, and Christmas candy is some of the best. And have you ever wondered, like, where candy canes come from? Well, wonder no more. I can tell you right now. The candy cane was actually, it was invented in 1670, believe it or not.
That's old.
In Germany, too, of all places.
And wasn't it based off of the Christmas story of, like, the shepherd and its hook?
Oh, look at you just trying to be smarter. But that's okay. I encourage conversation.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. All right, smarty pants. You want other people to be drawn in and add to the story because you don't want to be the only one talking, even though that's more fun. Actually, it was originally designed to keep kids quiet in church because church services were a lot longer. We don't do it, and they didn't have kids' church back then. Mm-hmm. And so it was designed to keep them quiet in church. The top was designed after the shepherd's staff. So you're absolutely right about that.
Oh, so I stole your thunder?
A little.
And now we're all not surprised. And we're like, oh,
yeah.
We already knew that because she said it.
We're like, Betty's the most interesting person
now
in the room.
Now, I steal the scene, and we all walk away as I am the in the middle, and you stand there alone.
Yeah, my mind is blown if that ever really happened.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So in the wake of the horrific shooting at Uvalde, Texas, and watching the video of the officers in the hallway for almost an hour not responding despite hearing more shots. Different schools are trying to figure out ways that they can prevent this from happening in the future to protect their kids. And I try not to jump to conclusions about action or inaction when it comes to the police, because you just don't know all the factors involved. But I will say that this one seems really, really, really messed up, and that there's going to be people that have to be held accountable for stuff, you know, inside of this. But perhaps that's why Georgia chose to go a different route. They have the second largest school district, and they had approved that some employees who are not certified police officers will be allowed to carry guns in schools. And that obviously has some parents messed up, like, or like a concern, like, I don't want any more in there than needed.
Right.
They have excluded teachers from those.
But here's the thing. If there was a school shooting and your kid was in that school, you would want someone who was on the right side, the good side, defending your kids and having something available to defend them with.
I would think so. The argument for, and again, this is something that's probably going to spill out into other school districts, so it's a conversation worth having. The district there only has 67 school security officers, but they have 114 schools. And their superintendent's like, hey, if the board gave me a blank check, I'd hire one resource officer for every school, but I can't do that. And so basically what they're doing, it's similar to kind of how our country started. We didn't have a big formal army, so we had everyday folks as militia. And he said, I'm not in favor of arming teachers. However, I am in favor of investigating options with retired military, retired law enforcement to hire them. But here's what's interesting is, the policy says that they have to be trained and undergo a lot of the same training as the certified school resource officers, but no one will know who they are. The guns have to be concealed.
Oh.
And so it's only on a need-to-know basis as to who these people are.
This is kind of like, I think it's true that all planes have an air marshal.
Not all, because same thing. They don't have enough. She's like, now I'm afraid to fly. No, because same thing. They don't have enough manpower to do that, but many flights do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So they have to be concealed. And no one's going to know, but then I guess you're kind of going to know. Like, if the janitor suddenly starts cutting his pizza with a tactical knife, or every day is Camo Friday, you're like, okay, that's the guy.
I don't know. I'd be questioning.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but it is one of those things. Sadly, it's a conversation that has to be had for parents these days, and which is good and which is not good, you know, depends on what side of the line of all this stuff you fall on. But I think at the end of the day, everyone is just desperately trying to figure out ways to keep our kids the safest as we can in school. And that's a good thing, ultimately, just depending on where it goes. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we play so many great songs here on the station, it's hard to pick just one. But from time to time, we like to do a thing called group therapy, where we pick one song and we ask you to tell us what your story is and your connection to that song is. Because the song is the same, but everybody's experience with it is different. How it helped you work through something, what it meant to you in a tough time, or things like that. And so today, the song that Betty Rock has picked out is from one Miss Katie Nicole, and it is called In Jesus.
I pray for your healing. Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside.
There's so many points of contact in that song. I pray for a breakthrough. You
right.
know?
And Katie Nicole actually got found on TikTok, and it was because of this song, because it had such an impact on TikTok. People were so touched by this song. So you know it carries a lot of meaning for a lot of people.
That's cool. So In Jesus' Name is the song. And what does this song mean to you? Maybe you discovered it on TikTok. That was the first place. And then you hear it on Way of Fame. You're like, oh, that's that TikTok song. So what is your story? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. You are the lifeblood of this show. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We're doing a little group therapy, all centered around Katie Nicole's song, In Jesus' Name. What has this song meant to you?
For years, I had a pretty debilitating depression. And where I couldn't honestly leave the house. Anyway, it was pretty bad. And finally, I made a decision to move from Florida to Louisville, Kentucky to be by my son. And it was amazing because I sold my house. I found the condo here like within a week. I packed up the house myself. I got in the car with my brother, drove here to Louisville. And it was like I crossed the line between Tennessee and Kentucky. And it was like something lifted. And I just knew that it was God coming through and saying, okay, this is it. And it was the most amazing thing. The Lord gave me that breakthrough that I prayed for. Those nights that I go to bed and say, please let me wake up tomorrow, Lord.
So this song, in essence, is reminding you of Jesus's faithfulness to you. When we were thinking this song would maybe minister to people who are in the depths of some kind of really bad situation, you've actually been at the end of it, and now you're seeing the faithfulness of God through this song.
Absolutely, and I love the song.
So what's your story? Because the song is the same for everybody.
When my son was in the Air Force, he was going through a real tough time emotionally and was just really struggling. I could see, as a mom, I could see his heart was just broken. He was also going through a divorce at the time. And I heard this song, and immediately I thought about my son. And I would interject his name at some point in the song often. And I just couldn't think of something, a song more appropriate for a parent towards a child.
So you kind of sang this song over your son's life while he was struggling.
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure while it was a prayer for him, I'm sure it was also comforting for you as well.
It was, and it still is, because there's a lot of things I'm going through right now as well that it helps me as well. But as a parent, when your child's heart is breaking, your heart is breaking also. And I was 5 hours away, and there was nothing I could do at that moment other than pray.
Kim, how's your son doing now?
My son is still struggling a little bit, but I know God's got a plan. I pray for him as often as I can every day, and I know it's going to work out for God's glory.
So, Judy, what is the deal with you in this song?
I work in a mental facility for teenagers and, you know, kids. And a lot of times they get really downtrodden and they don't feel like they're worth anything. And I can tell them I love them. But when I take the words from this song and I write it down in their journal and they see it, they can feel that I'm not just saying I love them, that they're worth something and that the healing's going to happen.
Because there's so many great lyrics and so many great connection points in this song for
right.
things like that, for healing.
Especially when she says, I pray for a breakthrough would happen today.
Right.
I'm sure there's a lot of teenagers that are hoping that they see that breakthrough.
Yeah, I wrote it in one girl's journal, and she came back to me the next day and she said, Miss Judy, thank you so much for writing what you did. It made me feel so much better, and I feel better about myself, and I think things are going to get better.
That's awesome. You gave her hope, and I love that you're using the Katie Nicole song in this way, kind of like real group therapy.
Right. It helps them. It does.
I pray for your healing. The circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name.
The other night I found myself not able to sleep, and it wasn't because of stress. Hey, it's Wally. I actually couldn't sleep because I was so happy that I'd made the decision to do a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I used some of the refinance money to build my dream barbecue in my backyard, but then I was thinking, it really should have a pergola over it. But instead of stressing about the money, I started dreaming about what I could build over it. That's the beauty of a cash-out refinance. You get to unlock the equity sitting in your home and dream a little. Maybe travel to some exotic places like Italy or Des Moines, depending on how much equity you have. You could also use it for something responsible like paying off debt. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. The reality is we don't really know what the future holds, so I'm happy to be sitting on a cash infusion right now. Since home values are still so high, it could be a great time to do a cash out refinance. So figure out what your barbecue grill is and then call my friends at United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I think everyone in this room is old enough to remember a day without emojis.
Are you old enough?
I am, because I remember the flip phone that I used to have, and okay. All you had to do was send the colon and the parentheses. That was the smiley face, or the sad face if you did it the other way.
Yeah, okay. And so you had the T9 stuff where like 123, 123. Like, yep. So you were still doing that. Okay, I thought you were way past that. Like, I thought that emojis would be your language.
Oh, and now they are, though.
Yeah.
And they're all of our language. I think all of us have one or two of our favorite ones. I always send the laughing one with the tears out the side.
That's my wife's favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, she does that a lot.
I've been trying to use emojis while texting my dad recently.
You're trying to get him on the bandwagon.
He's not on board.
My 80-year-old mom will bust out some emojis sometimes, like, all right, good on you. That was good. And she's using them properly. That's what I love.
Way to go. Well, it looks like the world of emojis is slated to continue to grow, as at least 30 new ones are on their way.
Hey. I hope they're ones we need. So, Betty Rock loves this stuff.
Well, yeah. I will say this, one that I think you will love, Betty. They're adding a donkey emoji.
Oh, cute.
You do love donkeys.
Use it responsibly, though.
Please do.
I cannot guarantee.
Along with that, there is a shaking face emoji, and it's supposed to be when you're shocked by something. Yeah. I think a lot of kids these days use the term, I'm shook.
I'm literally shaking.
I'm shaking.
Yeah.
We're getting a pink heart emoji. There's the
don't need that.
Double pink heart, but apparently we're just getting the singular pink heart.
Don't know the difference.
No, it's not necessarily.
It's a need.
Is it? Okay.
Is it?
The donkey is more of a need.
Okay. Oh.
Y'all give me a reason to use the donkey a lot.
We won't. They're also adding a wireless or like a Wi-Fi emoji.
Oh.
So
continuing
to grow with the world. And then I like this one. They're adding a high five emoji, but it's actually two. It's one hand facing one direction, one hand facing the other. And you send both together and it's a high five.
Oh, there you go. Emojis to me are the best for just ending a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing.
Oh,
it's
an
out. You're never sure when to get out of the thing at the very end. And usually that's a surefire sign. If someone just gives you a thumbs up or a smiley face or a winky or whatever, a donkey, whatever it is, you know that now this conversation is officially over.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we have Pastor Chad. He is in charge of the prayer wall. And he's one of the coolest pastors you'll ever meet. And he comes in every week and kind of shares stuff that's going on. The prayer wall is at wayfm.com. If you don't know what it is, it's where you can post prayer requests and have yourself in that prayer request prayed for. Or you could even be there just praying for people as well and letting them know, hey, I just prayed for you. It's a really, really cool thing. And so he kind of shares stuff that's going on in some of the prayer requests that are showing up.
Just so you know, Betty shook her head when you said the coolest pastor.
Betty doesn't like you. That's
well, because I can't agree with lies.
She's tough. She's a tough room.
She's a tough one. We're praying for her as well as...
It ain't working.
I know.
As well as Jillian wrote into the prayer wall even just today and said, not doing great. Mom is now in the hospital because a stroke caused a blood clot. Please pray for her healing and pray for us. I'm not doing well with this. God is there, but I need to believe. And I just immediately, I'm drawn to the fact that Jillian says, I'm not doing great and I'm not doing well with this. Like she said it twice in the prayer request. And so just really thinking through that and wanting to offer encouragement when difficult things happen, it's hard sometimes to know what is God doing in this time and have that faith. And I'm drawn then to the scripture. The scriptures do teach us on this very topic. Romans 8:35 says, can anything separate us from God's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? He then answers his rhetorical question with, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us.
I always wondered if Jesus used to pause when he was saying stuff. Like he would say something, like a rhetorical question, and just look at everybody waiting for an answer. And then it's like, well, I guess I'll answer it since you guys are all just mute all of a sudden.
Yeah, God's love doesn't separate. It's a rhetorical question, and yet it's a question we ask God seriously sometimes. Like, do you still love me? Are you still there when bad things happen?
Well, the thing that struck me is she's right in... This is why I love all the stories in the Bible. She's right in that place where that guy has a sick child, mm-hmm. and he's like, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Because he knew on a level that God was big enough to do this, but then there was still part of him that's like, it's probably not going to happen. Like, I still don't believe. And so, I mean, she's right there. And I guess... I love that. That's why those stories are in the Bible, to encourage us. And then, you know, this guy got to see the power of Jesus and what he can do. And she can still see that too. But you just, sometimes it doesn't come when we want it to.
So when we're praying on the prayer wall for these people, I'm not just praying for her mom with a stroke.
Right.
I'm also thinking, Jillian, God, give Jillian the strength. Give her the ability to know that you are near, the faith to believe you are near. Because as Christians, sometimes we use trite phrases that, honestly, they annoy me. Like, oh, God will get you through it. Or like, and I know that's
there's
a truth, but we say it flippantly. But to actually lead in prayer and to say, I know that God's nearness will be near you, Jillian, and I want you to feel his strength and know this for sure.
Well, there you go. That's some of what's going on the prayer wall. You can be a part of it. We'd love to have you be a part of it, either posting prayer requests or taking a few minutes and praying for people that connect with you. I think it's super, super cool. And you can find out about it like this.
Yeah, when you text the word PRAY to 91979, we'll send you the link. That's PRAY to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we are big fans of science on the show. We love different kind of tests and personality stuff, because we're always trying to figure ourselves out. And Betty Rock, you came across another one?
I did. I came across a maturity test. And we know what anything we find online, I mean, it's got to be true. So
yeah.
I wanted me and Gavin and Wally, I wanted us all to take this test. What it does is at the first of it, and you can take this too when you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. I posted it there so you can take the quiz as well. But what it's going to do, the first question is going to be, how old are you actually?
Yes.
And then at the end, it's going to tell you, according to how you answer the questions, what your maturity level is, based, like, say, giving you an age.
I'm really curious, like, where Gavin is the youngest member of the show comes in, where Betty is the most uptight member of the show comes
uptight.
In.
Wow.
And then me.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That's why we did a test. We'll see. I think you're going to come in more mature than me. I really do believe
that. I think you're going to come under zero. They're going to be like, here's -4.
He's an infant.
Yeah.
Okay, so we took the questions. So here are some of the questions. Like, for example, I spend most of my time on, and had all the social platforms, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. What did you say for that one, Rock?
TikTok.
I said TikTok as well, Gavin.
I actually said Twitter. I spend most of my social media life on there, yeah.
Doing
You're
what?
Such an old man.
I follow. It's not even an old man app. I do a lot of like sports media on Twitter.
Okay. So he's a man. Well, yeah, you're over there watching cat videos on TikTok.
Here was one that resonated with me. I get angry quite often. I checked yes.
Yes, of course you did.
This is when I wish they had a sliding bar so you could like
all the way.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. It would have pegged. Betty Rock, what did you say?
I put yes on this as well.
Ah, you and I are so much alike.
Well, I think
you're just quieter.
Yes, I get mad, but I keep it inside.
Right.
I don't say it on the outside like you do.
And Gavin probably said no.
I said no. Yeah. I really don't. The only anger I'll ever show is when my 2-year-old dog does something that I cannot comprehend. But other than that, I'm chill.
And again, this is all about like trying to determine how mature you are. So I care about my clothes and hairstyle. I said, yeah. I mean, I do. Like, mm-hmm. I spend time pushing my hair up and I try to wear clothes that I like or are too young for me.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah. Did you say yes on this? Because you're real. Okay. Because you always look good, but you're that kind of look good that looks like you're not trying.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But you're nailing it. Gavin, what'd you say?
I said yes. And these days, I don't put as much into like my hair per se, because I think it actually just looks good the way it is.
Okay, well, that's good. Love yourself. That's healthy.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's a couple of the things. Again, you can take this quiz yourself.
Yeah, when you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, we've got it on our news feed there for you to take. So in the next break, are we going to go over what our ages came to?
I'm really curious where we all land. And so we'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're asking science to help us find out who is the most mature or inverse of that, most immature person on the show. Betty Rock found a quiz that you posted on our socials.
Yes, so if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, I've posted it there to our news feed. So if you'd like to take it, along with so many others that already have, you can see, you know, when you put in your actual age, just how young you actually act. It will tell you your maturity level.
Yeah, and it asks you questions like, I always act before thinking. I put true.
I put false for me.
I know. You think everything through, and I'm like, let's just do this. Let's just go.
Got to think it through.
I know. This was so great. I sometimes enjoy laughing at other people. Yes.
You always watch those fail videos.
Fail videos.
Where people just fall, like face plant.
Yeah.
It's so horrifying.
I hit that one. I can only be happy when I'm following my plan and everything else is on track.
That's you.
Oh, absolutely. Like, if my daughter isn't doing well, then I'm not settled. I'm not happy. If my wife isn't doing well, I'm not happy. Everybody in my life has to be okay for me to be okay. And it's got to be on my plan. All right, so that's how this works. Like a toddler, obviously.
Right.
So I have a feeling I didn't come out, or I came out really young on this. So let's start with the youngest person on the show. We'll go with Gavin. Maturity test. You are 26 years old.
I am 26. According to this test, my mental age is 27.
Oh, you're older. I told you. It's old man Gavin.
Just a year older.
Just a year. It says you were born in 95, which I was, and I will turn 27 this year. Yeah. So I am exactly what I should be, is what I'm getting from this.
All right. Lady Rock, you are 36 years old.
Young.
Young, 36 years young. And I've always said you're an old soul. So on this maturity test, where did you land?
You're going to be shocked. I came in at 25.
No!
I'm more mature than you.
Yes,
you are, Gavin.
I am a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I was too, because I thought, I'll probably get 85.
That's what I thought.
But no, I got 25.
Yeah, okay.
It says I act way younger than I really
am. Yeah, I was surprised but not surprised. I was surprised differently. I came in younger than my age, but I came in older than I thought I was going to come in.
Okay, so originally you're 53.
Yeah, I'm 53. I came in at 23. So I'm the youngest on the thing. I'm 30 years younger mentally than my body.
Here's the big question. Did you find pride in that?
Absolutely. I thought I was going to come in like 20, 18 maybe, you know, like on a maturity level. Yeah, I'm not that mature and I love that.
You want to be immature.
Yes. Yes, especially the older you get as a guy, you're like, yeah, I want to go do dumb things. That's where midlife crisis has come from.
I don't think guys ever want to leave their 20s,
though. It's the best. Yeah. It was the best time of life. Why would I not want to be back there?
Well, mentally, you'll never leave it.
I'm right there right now. So if you want to take this test, maybe do it with your spouse. That could be fun as well, or your friends. You can do it right now.
Facebook.com/Wally Show.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show, and we are smack dab in the middle of time, working our way back in time on the time machine here today with Flashback Friday. And our pilot today, who's taking us back musically, is Maria. Now, Maria, thank you so much for being on the show.
Maria, I apologize in advance because Wally had a large coffee, and he is going on maybe a 15.
Yeah, it's your fault for having cup holders. We can hold like coffee in here, and we should have more of it, I think. So, Maria, what song do you want to go back in time to hear?
It's Do Something by Matthew West.
It's a great Matthew West song. Betty Rock, what do I have to set the time machine to? Beep. Well, I got to delete that. Sorry, because I don't even know what you're taking us back to.
2012, beep, 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 beep. 10 years ago. Beep, boop, 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 boop. This was the year that we beep, lost. Beep. We lost. This is serious. Beep. We lost Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. He died that year. Also, Facebook went public, and its stock started at $38.
Wow.
Do you want to know what it is now? Close to 400.
Yes, and it was at like 600 for a while. Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go back in time and all buy stock. That's a great idea, Rock. If we're going to do something, let's go buy stock. All right, Maria, why do you want to go back in time with Matthew West?
Well, I was approached by a family member to take custody of two girls that were taken away from their mother, and it was either to place them with family or they were going to be adopted into the public. So my family, we have three biological kids of our own. They were all adults, and we decided as a family that it was going to be the right thing to do. But we were struggling, and my husband and I went to lunch, and we were discussing the pros and the cons of doing this for these two young girls. I'm like, let's pray about it. So we're sitting at lunch. Before we start eating, we're praying about it, and I'm like, God, you know me. I need just clear definition. Like, you need to slap me in the face with it, because
I get it.
I'm not listening, you know? I'm like, okay, I'm still on the fence about it. Let's just go back to work. So I jump in my car, and of course Way FM is playing, and Do Something comes on. I'm like, why this song? You know, God, I guess you are giving my clear cut slap in the face right now, because that's what I'm getting.
That's it. That is it. And you know what? You chose to do something. I'm assuming. I'm finishing the story for you. Otherwise, this would be super awkward.
Yes. Yeah, so we had both girls. The oldest has turned 18, and we still have the young one. She'll be 14 this year.
Well, I love it. That's a great story. And you're right, man. It literally, sometimes you are presented with a situation where you can do something or do nothing, and you guys did more than something by taking care of these kids and giving them a shot. So that's a great song. It's a great reason to play it. I love the story. It's Do Something by Matthew West, all the way back to 2012 for Maria on Flashback Friday.
Thanks, guys.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something?
Hey, it's Wally, and I just wanted to thank so many people, our potties, the people that listen to the radio station, for partnering together to make a difference in the lives of Ukrainian refugees. This thing over there is a mess. We're entering the fifth month of this, and it's just heartbreaking to see what people are going through and how they're having to live. But here's the upside. Together, we have sent more than 100,000 meals to Ukraine already. These meals are being distributed by 3,500 pastors who are risking their lives every day to minister to these families and get them the food that they need. So if you've given, thank you so, so much. Now, we're down to the last couple weeks of the month, and how cool would it be to up the ante here and send another 50,000 meals by the end of July? I know it sounds like a lot, but at 25 cents a meal, that's not a lot, and a little bit from each of us can go a long way. I know I've already done my part, because I'm never going to ask you to do something I won't do, but think about it. $100 sends 400 meals, and then if you roll that out and do $500 or $1,000 gift, imagine the impact that you're having. So if you want to get involved, you've seen all the hardship and the heartache and thought, man, I wish there was something I could do. This is something you can do. Just join us by texting WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY to 91999. And the cool part of this is, man, you get to be the answer to a mom's prayer as she's wondering how she's going to feed her children. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While it is true that celebrities have it easy when it comes to pretty much everything, that doesn't include raising up a respectful and grateful child. In a recent interview, popular NFL quarterback Tom Brady said that parenting his three kids has its challenges.
We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us to the airport if we need that. You know, we get off a plane and there's people waiting there for us, and we get ushered in. And it's just, that's my kid's reality, which is the hard part to say, guys, this is not the way reality really is.
Well, yeah, whose fault is that?
I mean, it is their reality, given how hard he and his mom or his wife have worked. I mean, that is their reality, just not...
Like, I get like that there is travel things and stuff like that with his career and everything, but like you could still not have maids. You could still cook your own meals for your kids.
But let's be honest with ourselves. If we were in Tom Brady's money bracket.
Oh, trade places with him in a heartbeat.
We would want those maids.
Absolutely.
We would want those chefs. And I think that's what does make it difficult to parent, because how are you supposed to send your kid off to some maybe a third world country and be like, no, you're going to know what it's like to not have money.
Well,
you know?
I do think that is the problem. Like, trying to raise a kid, if you're super wealthy and this is your norm, to have them not feel entitled, or to have them be able to interact with other kids, that's not normal at all to them. Like when you come over and I like a play date and they're like, hey, is your maid going to bring us anything to eat? Like, what? I don't have a maid. What? You know, like it's culture shock. The kid's calling his mom. Get me. Pick me up. They don't have a maid or a butler or a concierge or a driver. Come get me.
You didn't tell me you were delivering me to peasants.
Yeah. Where did you, send me to Beirut? Where am I at? You know, like I could see that being really challenging. I had some friends that their last name is Disney, and they are in that family, and life is very different for them than was for my daughter. But we were friends, and we would do things with them where they would take care of us at Disney and give us all these things. And she was little. She's like three. And I kept having to tell her, this is not normal. This is not your life. Like, as soon as we leave from here, all this goes away.
Wait a minute. Are you putting yourself on the same parenting bracket as Tom Brady?
No, well, not the same parenting bracket. Like, not my bracket. But I was saying that she was exposed to a life that she was never going to continue and have.
And she's never been satisfied since.
No. She's still working at Disney trying to get it back. Maybe one day my prince will come. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and celebrity Jessica Simpson recently turned 42 years old, and she did a post on Instagram where she wrote a letter to herself and the caption saying, time to rock and roll, okay? Oh, look at you, little Miss 42, you leaning into moonbeams, I don't know what that means, to recharge and radiate purposeful glowing heart. I'm very proud of my faith, my resilience, my strength over the last four decades. And she goes on. From time to time, we like to do this thing where we have you write a five-word letter to younger you. You know, like when you were in high school and the things that you've learned since then. But I thought it might be fun in honor of Jessica Simpson to write a letter to yesterday you. So something as an adult, something real close to like the moment you're living in now. And, you know, something that you would like to tell yourself, something that you've learned, okay? Now, Betty Rock, what would yours be?
I took it literal yesterday.
That's fine.
So I put, it's okay, tomorrow is Friday.
Nice. That's a lady that just wants the weekend. I get that.
Amen.
Like mine was, you'll regret that cheesecake tomorrow. Because I'm still trying to be good, and then they had some cheesecake here, and I'm like, oh, that looks so good. Little round one. So I cut it in half, but then I only ate half of the half, so I ate a quarter of it because I got really feeling guilty about the excess poundage that it could do to me.
Do you think, though, that telling yesterday you that you'll regret that cheesecake would have changed your decision today?
Yeah, I should have told myself that yesterday, but I didn't. Yeah, it would have helped a lot. Gavin.
It's funny because I think mine, it deals with food, but it's basically the exact opposite of what you've told yourself. Mine was just finish the burrito bowl.
Ah, you're like, just do it, man. It ain't getting any better than this.
Yeah, I've been on a great like track in terms of being healthy and eating well, and I was at dinner with a friend last night and I'd gotten halfway through and I was just still hungry.
Yeah.
I was having a good night, and in my brain I was like, hey, like, you've done really well. You can finish this burrito bowl tonight.
You can reward yourself, like, the cheat moment, the cheat day. That is the hard thing, too, like, about, like, when you've dieted for so long and you've been on that track, then when you finish or when you're just done and you're like, I'm going to have this whole burrito bowl. Wow, what was keeping me from doing this before?
Uh-huh.
Self-restraint was the only thing keeping you from doing it. So good for you, though, still. I'm proud of you. All right, so five words to yesterday you. If you could go back and say something to yourself recently, you know, what would you tell yourself? But you only have five words to construct that sentence. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. This is one of my favorite things we do because I love to see y'all's creativity and your perspective on things. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you say if you only had five words?
We'll be fixed next time.
What does that mean to you?
I fell about a month ago and fractured my knee into two.
Ooh.
And I have had two surgeries to repair it, and neither one has been successful. I found out yesterday the second one failed.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to uncringe my face because that is not.
Tell me about it.
Oh.
So how are you doing now?
Physically, it's still in two pieces. It's splinted straight out. So,
oh my gosh. What did you do?
I just fell. I don't even know what I hit. I just came to the ground. I heard a pop and grabbed my knee, and I don't mean to be great. It wasn't there.
Oh,
oh
Wow.
My gosh.
Okay. Now I've got to uncringe my face again.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
I do like your optimism in this, though. You're like, we'll be fixed next time. So, like, you're still hopeful that they'll get it despite having the two previous ones not work out. So that's good. That's healthy.
I did have a wonderful pedicure just before this happened, and my nails still look good.
Oh, that's great. Well, there you go. You found your own silver lining. You had this on our Facebook.
Right. So go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. We typically do that with most of the topics that we're talking about. So be sure to follow us on Facebook. Like I said, Facebook.com/Wally Show. But Bethany, she chimed in. She said, sleep. Kids are up early. Elizabeth said, don't eat the guacamole dip. Must have hurt pretty bad today.
Yeah, she had a bad guacamole experience.
Yeah. Carrie said, take Tylenol before you start. She must be hurting today.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten to where I have to take Tylenol before I start working out anymore. Like,
so you
not
don't,
working
you,
out,
so
but
you
doing
don't,
something.
You don't take it often.
No. But it, just going and doing something now, I find that I'm like, oh, this is going to hurt. I'm more aware of it now, and I will actually take a little something.
And Margie said, pay attention to the GPS.
Yes. Don't fight the GPS. There's every once in a while you have to go off the page, but predominantly it's going to get you there faster and better.
Yeah, it knows more than you.
It does. It does. Now, every once in a while, though, a little local knowledge is good and you have to, like, deviate. But I always tell my wife, just follow the GPS. Don't do to the GPS what you do to me and second guess it. All right? Just listen to somebody in your life, please.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you look, you'll see God in everything, you know, but you got to be looking for him sometimes. And I kind of had this moment where I saw some of the first images from NASA's new space telescope that offered like a look at galaxies and the deepest look at the cosmos that we've ever seen. And it kind of looks like the space scene that was on your Trapper Keeper notebook in high school in the 80s. Pretty cool. But this $10 billion space telescope is 1 million miles from Earth, so they had to send it there first, and then they have it looking into space, and they say they want it to peer back so far that scientists will get a glimpse of the early days of the universe and zoom in closer on objects. Because the weird thing about the way light travels, when you see something in a telescope, by the time it took it to get to you, because it's so far away in the outer reaches of our universe, you're looking at history. Because what's happening at the image you've seen, by the time you see it, it's already weeks, months, days, years later, you know?
It's crazy to think.
Yeah, it's super back to the future, but it's so cool. But one of the images was this bright star with like 8 points of light shooting out of it. And to me, it looked like so many times the depictions of the star that stood above Bethlehem and Jesus' birth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, that's how we depict it. And that star's out there, and you know, millions, hundreds of millions of miles away from us. But it got me thinking about Chris Tomlin and Louis Giglio, their Indescribable tour. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky. It is such a cool presentation that they used to do with this. And Chris would play, and then Louis would come up and give a take on space and the vastness of it.
We are here tonight to worship a God who is indescribable. You say, well, how do you know that? All you have to do is walk outside on a dark night and look up into the sky, and you will know when you look up that this God we're worshiping tonight is beyond our wildest dreams. And the scripture says, the heavens are telling the glory of God. The skies declare the work of his hands. Day after day, the psalmist wrote, they pour forth speech, and night after night, they tell us what they know.
And the cool thing about this is he loves space, and there's all these space facts and figures, and it's amazing to see how small we are, this speck in the universe, but God still loved us enough to send his son for us, and he seeks us in the vastness of this. It's really powerful. It changed me, and it's what one of the things that started turning my heart back to God and leading me to where I'm at today. It was powerful.
Kind of changes your perspective, and it also makes the problems of this world not seem so big.
Absolutely. If you want to check it out, we got the whole thing for you. It's really good because it's older, but you might not have seen it. Just text the word space, SPACE, that's space, to 91979, and we'll send you a link to the whole video.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.